In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers, and we want to make sure those advertisers are ones you'll actually want to hear about. But we need to learn a little more about you to make that possible. So go to podsurvey.com/lazygenius and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way we can bring on advertisers you won't want to skip. Once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/lazygenius. Thanks for your help.
Hi there. You're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi. I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 237, a quick word before Thanksgiving. Now listen, if you need practical Thanksgiving help, hosting, recipes, that kind of thing, I've got you covered there. There is a Thanksgiving-themed pre-order bonus for folks who order my upcoming book, The Lazy Genius Kitchen, with downloads on how to host Thanksgiving, as well as the most Lazy Genius turkey recipe around. If you still need a recipe for a turkey, links for those are in the show notes. There are also Lazy Genius podcast episodes about gratitude, fall rhythms, opening and closing ceremonies, and lots of other things that could be beneficial to you this week. But even listing those things out reminds me how much there is to potentially think about this time of year. This week is a holiday week for a lot of you. It's the middle of the fall season. You're maybe trying to get an early start on Christmas things so you can enjoy that time as well when it comes. It's really easy to feel like this particular week of the year is pretty condensed, right? I mean, it's hard for me at least. It's hard for me to let Thanksgiving just be Thanksgiving during Thanksgiving week. So I want to take a few minutes to center us this week before everything kind of ramps up, whatever that looks like for you and your family. I went back to one of my favorite books that is perfect to revisit this time of year. It's a book written by Diana Butler Bass called Grateful, The Subversive Practice of Giving Thanks. I love a good subversion, and gratitude was always something that needed it. I never found conversations around gratitude, practices around gratitude, or even just the posture around gratitude, I never felt like they met me where I was. I'm all for being grateful. And I have been known to use it in parenting, you know, like a kid is complaining. And I ask them to try and think of three things they're grateful for to sort of counteract it. And it's not a bad idea. But then I'm actually doing to them what I often feel, which is forced. Gratitude seems hollow when it's forced. I could never get my head around what it really means to be thankful, to mark the moments when I am and how they change me. It just always felt like another chore, you know, like another thing I was supposed to do, like drinking a lot of water or going on date night or something. I couldn't seem to make it work in my life. And then I read this book. I read Grateful and everything changed. It really did subvert the idea I had in my head, and it taught me a new way to see gratitude. So in this very, very specific titular season of Thanksgiving, I want to share some words and thoughts, mostly from this book, that will hopefully give you a grounding perspective that has really helped me. One of the many things that used to frustrate me is that I didn't always feel grateful in the moments that I thought I should. Has that ever happened to any of you? Or I didn't feel grateful when everyone else did. Or maybe the way I felt about a particular moment or event or person, it landed differently for me than it landed for someone else. And when my own experience of something was different than someone else's, who was also maybe experiencing gratitude, but maybe more outwardly or in a way that I felt was more like normalized, I felt like my gratitude wasn't quite right, that it didn't really count, that I wasn't seeing the full picture. That posture always kept me on guard. I would kind of like temper my reaction until I had a better understanding of everyone else's reaction. And then I would know more fully how I was supposed to act, like what I was supposed to say, how I was supposed to feel. Then I read this foundational thought from Diana's book. It's like in the very first chapter. There is no one experience of gratitude. Rather, it is a complex and episodic thing, and one that is deeply personal. For all its uniqueness and complexity, there is a common core to feeling grateful. We recognize a circumstance, event, or situation, even if it is a trial, as a gift. we have received some unexpected benefit. We respond with words and actions, and we become our best selves in the process. Gifts are not only pleasurable, but the right gift at the right time can change us. When such gifts arrive, we know it. Something deep within rises to the surface. That mixture of love and appreciation we call thanks. Something deep within rises to the surface. Just the other day, I was in my bathroom after dinner, like changing clothes or something, and I heard this like burst of laughter. Hearing a kid deep belly laugh might be one of the greatest sounds on the planet, even if that kid is not your kid. So it was Annie laughing, my five-year-old. She was cackling. And I went to the bedroom and I saw her playing and wrestling with Kaz, my husband, her dad. And even though he makes her laugh like that a lot, even though they play together pretty much every night after dinner, even though this was not a very particularly unique moment, something deep within rose to the surface in me. I had this moment of profound gratitude, of realizing the tremendous gift of Kaz being the father of my children. I don't have a relationship with my biological father, and I know that loss played a part in my gratitude. You know, this swell, this mixture of seeing their joy together, of knowing what a consistently fantastic dad Kaz is, of knowing that unless tragedy comes upon our family, Annie will have a dad who deeply loves her and invests in her for a lifetime. I was overcome with gratitude. And it was a moment that changed me a little. It moved me further away from the fear that I have often lived with of having kids who experience a childhood like I had, of being afraid of a parent or not sure if they were loved. Every time I experience that gift of gratitude, that moment in time that just lands, you know, I move deeper into healing. And I can't manufacture that. I cannot mechanize that. I can't necessarily repeat it on my own, which is part of what makes it beyond me, what makes it kind of magical, because it is. G.K. Chesterton says that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. I love that. We'll be right back.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Third Love. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love's mission is to take the frustration out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, or as they call them, problems. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. My go-to Third Love bra is the Perfect Coverage 24/7 Classic Bra. It's been a favorite for 3 years, and I find myself reaching for it every morning. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. I love being home, especially now that my home reflects my style. No matter your style, Wayfair is your go-to destination for home decor. The Wayberhood exists in every zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love and makes it easy with fast and free shipping. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. To find your own happy place in the Wayberhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's an interesting paradox with gratitude. Moments just happen, right? Something deep within rises to the surface. We feel small in the best way. We feel interconnected. We feel alive. But are we just at the mercy of those accidental moments? It is really important to remember that that is not the only way to experience and even look for gratitude. Diana Butler Bass, in this book, she talks about something we're all relatively familiar with already, and that is mindfulness, paying attention, staying aware. When we are mindful of our lives, our eyes can see those places that inspire wonder and gratitude, maybe a little bit more easily. But there is one specific difference she talks about in her book that, again, has been so transformative for me and my own relationship with gratitude, and that is headwinds and tailwinds. If you're running, it's the wind in your face, headwind, versus the wind at your back, a tailwind. Researchers have found that we tend to notice the headwinds in our lives more quickly. We see the challenges and the hardships. We mark those. We feel resentment when we don't get what we worked for, despite all of those challenges, you know. And sometimes, this happens to me a lot, we have like confirmation bias that things are so hard because we're looking for them to be hard. Tailwinds, on the other hand, are those advantages and privileges and blessings that we grow so accustomed to that we don't really notice them anymore. They contribute to our well-being and our place in this world in huge ways. But because they are at our back, supporting us almost invisibly, we don't really notice them. And therefore, we have a harder time being grateful for them or seeing them as a more integral part of the story. Bass says in Grateful, tailwinds should not be invisible. Instead, they should call forth, I received this. I am so grateful. It's so simple, right? But a regular awareness of our tailwinds helps us cultivate gratitude on a regular, deep level. It's different than just saying, like, be grateful for what you have. That distinction between headwinds and tailwinds, it's just been huge for me because there's a nuance there in what I have and being grateful for it. And to put like a more conclusive point in this, she also writes, gratitude is not about stuff. Gratitude is the emotional response to the surprise of our very existence, to sensing our inner light and realizing the astonishing sacred, social, and scientific events that brought each one of us into being. That, to me, gives a new, more compelling perspective on things like gratitude journals, at least in the way that I previously saw them. So that is essentially the quick word before Thanksgiving, a reminder or, you know, even maybe a new reframe on gratitude as you move into this week and this season. Again, the book is Grateful by Diana Butler Bass. And to close this episode, I'd actually love to read you a prayer that she wrote. in November 2016 to be read around the Thanksgiving table. Even though you're not around one right now, because listening to a podcast while you're having Thanksgiving dinner would be weird, I want to share this beautiful prayer with you as we close. And I will say this, even though this prayer is written to God by a person who believes in God, I think that many of these words, and especially the spirit from which they were written, are relevant to anyone who listens. God, there are days we do not feel grateful. When we are anxious or angry, when we are alone, when we do not understand what is happening in the world or with our neighbors, we struggle to feel grateful. But this Thanksgiving, we choose gratitude. We choose to accept life as a gift from you, from the unfolding work of all creation. We choose to be grateful for the earth from which our food comes, for the water that gives life, and for the air we breathe. We make the choice to see our ancestors, those who came before us, and their stories as a continuing gift of wisdom for us today. We choose to see our families and friends with new eyes, appreciating them for who they are. And be thankful for our homes, whether humble or grand. We will be grateful for our neighbors, no matter how they voted or how much we feel hurt by them. We choose to see the whole planet as our shared commons, the public stage of the future of humankind and creation. God, this Thanksgiving, we do not give thanks, we choose it. And we will make thanks with strong hands and courageous hearts. When we see your sacred generosity, we become aware that we live in an infinite circle of gratitude, that we are all guests at a hospitable table around which gifts are passed and received. We will not let anything opposed to love take over this table. Instead, we choose to see grace, free and unmerited love, and the giftedness of life everywhere as the tender web of all creation. In this choosing and in the making, we will pass gratitude onto the world. Thus, with you and with all those gathered here, we pledge to make thanks. And we ask you to strengthen us in this resolve, here, now, and into the future, around this table, around the table of our nation, around the table of the earth.